This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we're asking you, have you even thought about going on vacation for the rest of the year? To let us know, we do have a poll running on Instagram and on Twitter. You can get us at BFM Radio. You can also get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Let's have a look at the numbers over on Twitter first.
Yeah, so it's 25.3% for yes, 23.6% for not sure, and 51.1% for no.
Any changes over on the numbers over on Instagram?
Yeah, Chris? So we have 35% now for yes, and we have 65% for no.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the tweets.
Yeah, so this comes from Clueless in KL, who says, need a break from the dystopian effects of the new normal.
Well, it might not be that much of a break when you get out there having all hearing about
bigger dystopias. Sweetchuan Ku says vacation can have many forms. How about camping, hiking, road trips, as long as we can still maintain physical distancing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Audrey Raj says not going anywhere anytime soon, maybe Chuti Chuti Malaysia, but it all depends on how we respond to life after the MCO or CMCO as a nation.
I've also got a lot of responses on Instagram. Prof underscore Loredana says, because I need a break. But it will be a different vacation. I'm not sure what different means, but fine. 3000 Maze just says YOLO. Don't do that. I don't think a pandemic is the right time for a YOLO approach. Nadia Halim 1 says, yes, I need my beach and sun away from people. Bowen for me says, no, because no money, no time. And Angeline HWS says, even a staycation would do if air travel or interstate travel is still banned. Just a break to be out. Sounds like a lot of people do really want a break, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over to WhatsApp here with number ending 1199. Simple, no. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's all we need. Right. Moving on to our next story of the day. But don't forget, you can still keep the messages coming in on Twitter and on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Question is, are you still considering a vacation for the rest of the year? Why or why not? Hopefully by towards the end of the year, we might start seeing things kind of loosening up a little bit. Let's hope so. Mm. Right. Story number two. And it's a topic we are very fond of, working from home. Shopify, you may have heard of these, some of you. Shopify are a Canadian multinational e-commerce company. They're headquartered in Ontario. And they you can basically sell anywhere to anyone with their e-commerce platform and their point of sales features. Very useful. A lot of drop shipping, you may have heard about that. Some of the stores that you see when you scroll through your Instagram use the Shopify platform. Mm-hmm. They're very big. Now, what they've said is that they are looking at allowing all of their 5,000 members of staff to work from home permanently. And this is because their CEO, Toby Lutke, put out a bunch of tweets over the weekend where he said, we haven't quite figured this whole thing out yet. There's a lot of change ahead, but that is what we're good at. Thrive on change, he said. Essentially, we will be allowing all of our 5,000 members of staff to work from home. Here's a quote. As of today, Shopify is a digital by default company. We will keep our offices closed until 2021 so that we can rework them for this new reality. And after that, most will permanently work remotely. Office centricity is over. It sounds almost like we should be giving him a round of applause there. So they are the first major Canadian company to allow employees to work from home forever. And it means that the work experience should be the same for everyone who works together at Shopify, no matter where they're working from. Everyone will be in their own tile during meetings, and they'll use the best digital communication tools to work together. Also shared that companies that actually have a good work culture strive to evolve with the times instead of holding on to what's already tried and tested, reminding people that this isn't a choice, it is the future. Now, to put the company's 5,000-strong global workforce into perspective, they've got 17 offices worldwide scattered across 12 different countries. Canada, the US, Australia, China, Germany, India, Ireland, Japan, Lithuania, Singapore, Sweden, and the UK. The majority of the offices, of course, are in Canada and the US. They became the most valuable publicly traded firm in Canada recently, taking the top spot away from the Royal Bank of Canada. But one of the greatest results of this shift from the office is the increase of opportunities from remote workers across the globe. And this is what they were saying. Of course, Shopify, are already pretty big. But now the very fact that anybody from anywhere with internet access can start working with Shopify, which incidentally, they are recruiting right now, should you be interested in a work from home forever job. Apparently the pay is quite good as well.
Big company, yeah.
Quite tempting. Worth having a look at that. What do you think about this?
I think a lot of people are going to follow what Shopify is doing. I think they're ahead of the curve, but not that much ahead, because I think a lot of companies are also thinking about the same thing. How do you say this? When companies do this, it sounds, and I'm not saying it isn't beneficial for the employee, but it's also very beneficial for the employer or the company. And a lot of the, not the articles, but a lot of the companies fail to disclose just how beneficial.
Yeah.
Because it saves them on electricity, it saves them on resources.
You don't have rent.
You don't have to have an office space that's so huge. So, you know, while they're losing money on one side because of the pandemic, this might be one way to make back all that
the
money.
The offset.
But the thing is, Shopify hasn't even been losing money. So
they're worth, what, $85 billion?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It says here that ever since the coronavirus struck the globe, Shopify has only been seeing green. And the thing about the remote workers is that you're an e-commerce platform. You now have access to people who can do 24/7 customer service because they're located in different time zones. So this is just all, it's a massive win-win situation. But for me, I think that, you know, first it was Twitter that announced that they were implementing work from home for their whole company, right? And now Shopify, which is a pretty big company as well. And that's sort of where I think the bandwagon is beginning. You know, I think that we've seen a lot of startups being able to pivot to working from home. And that's been sort of expected because they just operate on a smaller scale. And I think that there was a question before of, you know, are bigger companies going to be able to do it on that sort of scale? And now Twitter and Shopify have shown it is absolutely possible. That's why I think a lot of people are now going to jump on this bandwagon.
And I think what's good about this as well is that Shopify are one of the few kind of tech companies that are not based in Silicon Valley. And so for a while, there was that kind of, you know, stigma of Silicon Valley companies can do it. You know, they've got plenty of money, they're located very well, you know, whereas a company like Shopify, who clearly are not in Silicon Valley, said, okay, well, if they can do it, we can do it too, you know, and I think that might open up a lot of other people's kind of you know, ideas to be able to do this. I think it's a great idea. You know? And we've spoken about this many, many times. The idea of being able to work from home permanently for people who can do it is incredibly appealing. That and what's happening over in New Zealand, where they're pushing for the 4-day work week as well.
But I want to ask, is your time at home fluid or is it fixed to the working hours?
It depends on what day it is, actually. Most of the time, it's pretty fixed.
Yeah,
but I've had days where it's been quite fluid when I've had to do certain things, and I'm like, "Well, I'm at home, so let's get it over."
Yeah,
so,
you know. I think for me, it's more that I've set certain boundaries, but the boundaries can be relatively flexible in terms of like what I set myself to do. So in terms of like talking to other people, I guess I'm sort of operating in what I sort of deem normal office hours. So from about 8 to about 6 p.m., 8 a.m., 6 p.m. Is when I'm like talking to people and meetings and stuff like that. If there's any other work to be done, like editing and stuff like that, then maybe that might be outside, quote unquote, of work hours. But that's on me to delegate to myself and to figure out how I spread out my time.
Because you might want to edit at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? You might want to.
You might not want to do that.
You might not be able to sleep and you think, well, what can I be doing?
But the point is, I've stuck. I'm proud that I've managed to, and privileged enough to be able to stick to a pretty decent boundary there.
I mean, I don't want to sound cynical, but and this isn't about Shopify, but any company, do you think that employers looked at the way the employees are working and went, okay, so they're available 24/7 now?
A lot of companies have done that.
I'm sure that's a factor for sure, but I think that's with Shopify's Remote working stuff, I think that's a big help in that factor, actually.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's been a big complaint of people that have started working from home recently.
Yeah.
For companies that haven't been doing it before, is that they've found themselves working a lot more hours than they did previously, you know? And it's simply because you're there in front of your laptop, sat at your desk or wherever you are, and your boss or whomever can get in touch with you immediately, and you know,
and you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. They can clearly see that you're online.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you respond to their message?
But I'm hoping that companies start to look at that with a little bit more empathy. I don't think anyone wants to be disturbed, sort of, you know, past a certain time or on the weekend when they are actually trying to spend time with their family.
For sure.
All right, let's take a short break. Music up next with the Feelies, sooner or later. And then when we come back, our final story of the day is all about UV disinfectant.
Sanitizers. UV sanitizers.
That's it. Don't forget that question. Are you still considering a vacation for the rest of the year? Why or why not? Let us know. You're listening to Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.